Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're doing Chapter 2, Pada Bhakti Extolled, Section 1, Greatness of Love Divine, Sutras 25 through 27. This is the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Sutra 25. The supreme devotion, Bhakti, is indeed as a technique even superior to the path of action, karma, the path of knowledge, jnana, and the path of disciplined contemplation, yoga. Sri Narada has given the verdict. This same verdict was given by Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. The path of action, karma, is difficult in that the individual must give up his doership. There's no saying, I did this or I did that. The karma yogi is to perform actions unattached to the fruit of his actions. And it's nearly impossible for a man to give up his attachment to the outcome. The path of knowledge, jnana yoga, it requires great study. The knowledge of scripture must be perfect. There must be perfect articulation, enunciation, and pronunciation forming the perfect mantras. Knowledge becomes the goal in and of itself, and with it comes the ego of knowledge. The pontificators will be tempted by pride to say, only I know. The path of disciplined contemplation, Raj Yoga, requires one to actually contemplate while sitting in meditation. We know from experience that the mind is like a wild horse. We can hardly hold it still long enough to understand and explore even simple concepts. There is always some other thought coming into the picture. How much less are we able to just hold steady in the one truth? But devotion. Devotion is the path that doesn't require one to be practiced in any of these. The devotional path has no requirement of donning the proper cloth and making perfected ritualistic offerings. Devotional path is only about love. And yes, you may want to make a perfect offering of the correct flower, of the correct gifts which are prescribed, but the Lord does not require it. He only wants you to be in love. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna tells us that offering just a leaf of tulsi, when offered with love, is received with love by him. The devotional path is full of sweetness, laughter, and tears. It's to surrender yourself to that love wholeheartedly. It has been the teachings of my guru, Sri Krishna Guruji, that the devotee of God lives among others with dispassion, detachment, and discrimination. And what this means is the devotee has dispassion but not apathy, always doing their best but not being focused on the results. They are free from attachment, that possessiveness towards people, place, and things. They live as a guest in the world. The devotee has spiritual discrimination, not the worldly type of discrimination. This discrimination is discernment of the real from the unreal, the truth that God is all. Love of God is unconditional and self-effulgent. This love of God is without the restrictions of other paths, and it is not contorted to fit some dogma. Sutra 26. Because it is of the nature of the fruits of all yogas. That is devotion. Devotion is the nature of the fruit of all yogas. The path of karma yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga, they will all bring you to the same place. It was reported in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna that the avatar and lover of God, Sri Ramakrishna, said that after studying and practicing many paths, it was evident that all of these paths lead to the same one. Guruji has said, for those following the path of devotion, the Lord will grant you those other paths too, if you wish. Just be in love with that one now, right now. skip the line, so to speak. Devotion is both the path and the fruit. There is no end. There are no required steps, no required books or clothing. There are no obstacles, no palms to be greased. He is ever present, and you have only to surrender to him. Just love him. Sutra 27. Also, because of God's dislike for egotism and because of his love for meekness, devotion alone is superior. In devotion, the spiritualist turns towards God. Other paths require some great intellect or physicality, some narrowing of the being, but focusing on identity with the mind and body feeds the ego. God wishes us to be humble, to be kind, to be compassionate and loving to all. The devotee's meekness is meekness before God. It's a submission of quietness before him, a submission of love to him. Now, don't misunderstand here. Out in the world, out in his creation, devotion may be more like an explosion. How it expresses is unique to each being due to his own nature. Out in the world, the devotee cannot help but share with others their gifts provided by God. The devotee shares the stories and glories of the Lord. The devotee dances, sings, and acts with only the Lord in their heart. They fulfill their purpose. The world is filled with him alone. Now we'll stop here today. This completes Sutras 25 through 27 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 2, Section 1, Greatness of Love Divine. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.